Giving farmers options in small grains. That's the purpose behind the expansion of the South Dakota Winter Wheat Breeding Program at SDSU. Winter wheat breeder Sunish Sagal is testing experimental lines of winter forage wheat, winter triticale, and winter durum.
So we're testing some winter durums. They survived both these years, both here as well as in Brookings. So that can be an alternate option, which durum pays higher and winter durum yields 20% more than spring durums. So that can be another option. So we are exploring at this moment different options. And with time, we'll come to know what works in this region.
Sagal is also expanding the program to include soft white wheat in collaboration with Michigan State University, bred specifically for the I-29 region. A Korean food company, CJ Foods, intends to build a $500 million processing plant in Sioux Falls, with many of its products utilizing flour from soft wheats.
I thought that would be a good opportunity for our producers to have a market, and if we can provide them the varieties that work in that region, and that could be a way to build in wheat in the rotation in that area.
The central location of Sioux Falls, in the heart of the wheat belt, will facilitate CJ Foods' ability to source ingredients, according to the company's press release. Sagal believes a winter-hardy soft wheat designed specifically for this area might also encourage farmers to expand their traditional corn-soybean rotations. He explains including wheat in a row crop system adds diversity, which can boost corn yields by roughly 10%. The winter wheat breeding program at SDSU receives strong financial support from South Dakota wheat farmers and their wheat checkoff program. For the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert reporting.